Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our 18-wheel over-the-road drivers, men and women, that are doing the job. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And you can find us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And good morning to Leo in Miami, and good morning to the lovely Elizabeth. And I'm not sure where she's at because she didn't tell us. Okay, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning to you.
Morning.
Now, we've got an interesting story that's come out over the weekend from the from one of the attorneys, a defense attorney, for Kelly Meigs and other members of the Oath Keepers. He says, and I quote, "They could not have done one of the major things for which they're accused of by federal prosecutors, and that was force their way into the Capitol Rotunda on June 6, 2021, through the famous Columbia doors, because the doors only open one way. That's from the inside out, not the outside in."
Well, I mean, there's probably some truth in that one, that they can only open one way. Now, Connie Meigs is 60 years old and from Donelson, Florida. So I think what her attorney is necessarily trying to do is break down some of these charges. I don't know. I read all the charges per person a couple of weeks ago. I don't remember them all now, but not every one of the Oath Keepers was charged with the same thing. The attorney is doing what he's supposed to be doing, representing her, and that's, you know, if you breach the building, how do you breach it unless someone opens the doors if they can only open from the inside and open inward?
Right.
So, you know, that's just one of the defendants in this case. I don't know where it stands with any of the others as far as their attorneys in arguing the case. So they've got several FBI field offices that are working on this one, too, including Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, Texas, Arizona, Alabama, Georgia, Dallas, Phoenix, and Washington, D.C. So that's throwing an awful lot of assets at this.
Yeah. Well, I'll read you this one paragraph here. It says, in a superseding indictment on January the 12th, 2022, Meigs and 10 other members of the Oath Keepers were charged with seditious conspiracy, destruction of government property, obstruction of an official proceeding, civil disorder, tampering with documents, and other counts related to rioting on January 6th. The indictment also alleged that Meigs led a stacked formation up the Capitol steps to the entrance of the Columbia doors, and at 2:39 p.m., the doors were breached and Stack 1 entered into the Capitol with the mob, the indictment said. However, there is video showing the door opening from the inside out.
Okay.
So, I wonder what they're going to... You know, it's like, I hate to say gotcha, but it sounds like as if whatever they're trying to allege in this particular case isn't true.
Sounds like it.
Yep, so we'll just have to wait and see. But I put that out there because we have a lot of people that are listening to this program that are from the area, and they have friends that were up there. Some of them may have even been up there themselves. They were smart enough, the ones that didn't go in, they didn't get charged with anything because they did not go
in. Well, several of the people in this are from Florida. You bet. One from, Titusville, Donovan, Florida, Punta Gorda. So... Yeah, there are several from Florida.
Yep, and we got somebody called Jeremy Brown that's sitting in the Pinellas County Jail right now. Been sitting there for a while.
I don't see that name on this one at all.
Nope. And he's not been officially charged, is my knowledge, but who knows? Now, a New York City, and by the way, I normally don't say anything about these people. I'm not even going to mention the actress's name. I don't care. A New York City actress was abruptly fired yesterday after she complained on social media about the inconvenience of road closures in Manhattan as the New York Police Department honored their slain officer, Jason Rivera. Now, they had about four or five blocks loaded with police officers standing there, shut down.
Huh? Yes, they did.
Yeah, and big freaking deal. This woman, it was inconvenienced her because she had to take the long way around or some sort of nonsense. Who cares?
She probably hasn't been on the streets when, is something that you honor, whether you know the person or not.
Right.
There's a funeral procession, so whatever.
Yeah. Now, the Border Patrol is involved in a tit-for-tat type spot. There's spat going on right now between not only the Biden administration, but also Mr. Mayorkas in the latest sign of tension there. And I hear the music coming up, so we'll have to mention that on the other side. So hang on a second. All right, folks, I'll be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we're going to crank up Jeff here, and he's going to take us to break. So have at it, Mr. Jeff.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com. You can find out where your agent is located, get the information for the agent, or you can get a quote right off the website for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. You can get all that over there, too. And here's where you save the money. Bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance policy with your automobile policy, and you will save money. It's that simple. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Go over there, check it out, and see if they can save you some money. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. All right, we were in the middle of something. We didn't quite get to the end of it, but the Border Patrol, I'm not going to be surprised if I don't see some sort of job action here soon.
Well, they are. When Alejandro Mayorkas was in his most recent visit down to the border last week, I think he was in Yuma, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He did acknowledge that there were staffing issues, and he blames it on the pandemic. But he says he's working on to secure more resources for the agency. Yeah, okay. What's happened here is you don't really need more resources. They've closed the border. Most of the resources have been taken off the front line, and they're doing all these, you know, housekeeping, Walmart greeter type jobs instead of the real job that Border Patrol agents are supposed to be doing. So, you know, they encountered about 2 million unauthorized people in 2021, and so far this year, the numbers are going to be at least that high. So, you know, late last week, the governor, along with his attorney general, Ken Paxton, hosted attorneys general, I think, from 12 states. And they had quite the confab in Texas, and to discuss, you know, all of these things and how it affects other states. But this administration is still in violation of Title 42, which the Supreme Court said that they have to follow, and they're not doing that. So, you know, this administration has made illegal legal. Pretty much where we are.
Well, I don't expect anything to be done by anyone other than the Congress, but they have really, it would take the Republicans getting the Democrats to agree with them. But we are aware, you and I are both aware, and I believe you posted the article. I was sent it was sent to me by someone in Maitland, Florida, that there were four buses over the weekend in the state of Florida that apparently dropped off people in Maitland.
We don't know how many were on those buses, but they actually drove up to a extended stay America hotel in Maitland. And this is in an area around Orlando. There's a fairly sizable farmers market operation there. And I say that because there's some people asserting that these are migrant workers that work the farms or work the ag business, which, in, you know, those do exist. I've seen them myself when I happened to stop at a truck stop late one night when a whole bunch of them came in, and I took pictures of the buses and whatnot. But I'm not convinced this is what that is, because we generally don't give them preloaded debit cards.
No.
And clothes. And, in a hotel room.
Yep.
So, anyway, that's where we are with this one. Of course, DeSantis said that he was going to stop all this. Well, I think he has stopped the flights.
Yeah.
But busing is is a whole other thing. So, I think, I don't know if his office is aware of these four buses or not, but we'll see where this
We'll see soon, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if something else is going on there, he'll be all over it. I know he will. Well, okay, we're back to a story from the Blaze that's been resurrected about Black Lives Matter. Now, they sent millions to charity that bought a mansion that was formerly the Communist Party of Canada headquarters. Questions are once again beginning to surface about who controls Black Lives Matter $60 million war chest.
Well, that's at least. We don't know what's actually in this war chest. And the previous leaders of Black Lives Matter have left Black Lives Matter. I guess they siphoned off what money they needed.
Yep.
And have moved on, and when they left, they designated some other people to be in charge of Black Lives Matter, and those people have been questioned, and they said, no, we're not in charge, no, we're not in charge, so nobody wants to take the helm. So I am sure that there are some attorneys general right about now that are about to subpoena some dollars, the organization to see where these dollars are going. And that story is anything but over.
All right. Now, before I get to the caller, one more little thing here real quick. the Anti-Defamation League has sparked a backlash after changing the definition of racism on their website. Now it's now called racial hierarchy that privileges white people.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of use for ADL,
dude. Oh, boy. All right, let's go real quick to the phone lines. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's going on?
Oh, yes. Stop.
Yes, Mel.
Mel, we can't hear you.
All right.
Mel.
All right, you got to. He's not there, so you'll have to call back.
I kind of heard him ruffling. It sounded like he was talking through a pillow.
I heard a radio in the background, so that's got a 10-second delay on it. So he's 10 seconds behind us if he's listening to radio.
Oh.
Yep.
Call back, Mel.
Yeah. What? Here it comes. All right, hold on. All right. Mel in Saratoga Springs, go ahead. Can't hear you. Cannot hear you. Can't hear him. Sounds like he's talking to a, I don't know what. But
yeah, it's not working.
Yeah, well, appreciate it, Mel, but now we've run out of time, so you'll have to wait for another segment. but anyway, and now let's talk about real quick and get this out of the way. Loudoun County, the public schools, February 2nd, that's coming up this week, though. If you don't wear a mask in Loudoun County Public Schools, you will be immediately suspended.
Okay. Well, you know, let's go over to Governor Newsom, who was at the football game last night with Sophie Stadium. And while he's mandating everybody in the state of California to wear a mask, was he wearing one at the football game?
No, and he was partying pretty hardy there, too, yeah.
Well, he was not wearing a mask, and the people he was with weren't wearing a mask either. So
nope.
This is kind of like French Laundry Part 2.
Yep, you are so right. And one last little thing since we got time to do it. Kudos to the truckers at that big rally up there. No problems, no complaints, no arrests, no nothing. And by the way, they cleaned up after themselves.
They did. So, meanwhile, and Justin Trudeau is kind of missing in action, isn't he?
He disappeared. Didn't want to be seen anywhere. And by the way, he's in big trouble politically up there because I understand
he
that...
He's worthless.
Yeah,
he's worthless.
He is worthless. So there you go. But now you know the rest of the story.
Well, that story's not over with.
No.
Is that caravan going from Ottawa to Washington, D.C.?
Maybe. We'll see. All right, here comes the music.
Okay.
To be continued.
Sure.
We'll check on that today. Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go there. Check out all the great things she has to offer. And in the meantime, I'll be back with our military and veterans new segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Travelers stranded in airports.
Flight was canceled for Cleveland. Can't get any until Sunday evening or Monday morning.
And on the roads.
Whiteout. Roads are awful. Very, very slippery.
NBC News talking with those affected by a powerful nor'easter that has dumped mounds of snow in the Northeast. More than 1,400 flights canceled and more than 2,400 delayed. Word coming Sunday that North Korea has fired what appears to be the most powerful missile test since President Joe Biden has taken office. Japanese and South Korean military saying the missile was launched on a high trajectory, landing about 500 miles away in the sea. Iraqi authorities say an attacker has been apprehended in a rocket attack targeting Baghdad International Airport. Kuwait suspending flights to Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with 2 locations to teach you how to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying and in-demand job. They're going to tell you all about themselves coming up right about now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where you can go and learn how to become an aviation maintenance technician. One of them is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa, in Tampa Bay. They're on the other side of Tampa Bay in Clearwater. The second location is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you've heard me say this time and time again over the years, give them a call and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one you choose. Now, you can actually take a tour of both of them if you want to, but here's the number, 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up. Tell them you want to take the tour at whatever campus you pick, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. And here's what you're going to find out. Number one, you will be able to talk to some of the students. Number two, you will be able to talk to some of the instructors. And number three, you'll be able to talk to the financial people that will tell you how your GI Bill will work if you're a veteran, how your student loan will work if you're a civilian. They'll tell you how much money you've got if you're someone that's been out of the service for a while on your GI Bill, how much is available to you for training. And, of course, if you come out after 9/11, you probably, if you haven't used your benefits, you'll be 100% A-OK. It'll be taken care of totally through your GI Bill. But either way, you'll be able to find that out. And the people that apply for the student loan will be able to find out about that, too. So, it all starts by going to see the website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And after you do that, pick up the phone and call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour of one of their two campuses. Now, coming up on February the 2nd, here in my backyard, that would be a Wednesday, the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament is going to be taking place at the Innisbrook Island Course. Now, admission will include green fees, a cart, a bag of swag, got to have a bag of swag, right? Lunch and dinner with the awards. And there'll be prizes for the best putting, the longest drive. Get this, you could even win a Tesla Model Y with a hole-in-one. And best part, 100% of all the proceeds go to the Pinellas Community Foundation Scholarship Fund for students at National Aviation Academy. Now you can find out more by visiting NAA.edu/golf. That's NAA.edu/golf. Or you can give them a call at 727-531-2080. That's 727-531-2080. Give them a call. We hope to see you there at the National Aviation Academy Scholarship Golf Tournament on Wednesday, February the 2nd. All right. Soldiers and airmen from nearly a dozen bases across the Army and Air Force have been put on heightened alert in case the U.S. sends troops across the Atlantic to respond to a Russian incursion into the Ukraine. Now, let me tell you a little secret. The United Kingdom yesterday said that they had alerted troops with the possibility of sending them into the Ukraine. Well, the United Kingdom has had their SAS guys, along with our special forces guys, for quite a while in Ukraine, training the forces that are there, especially with the new weapons they're getting, a lot of Stinger missiles, a lot of shoulder-fired stuff to take out tanks. So they're learning how to use that. And they're there. Now, I do know that elements of the 82nd and 101st Airborne, which is a rapid deployment force, have been put on standby. I do know that. And I suspect there may be a few Marines in the mix, not very far away from the area sitting on an aircraft carrier or two, that might also be in the mix. But we'll see. Now, you've all heard about the problem in Hawaii with the water. And after 2 months into the water crisis in Hawaii, the families are just exhausted from having to go through this. And in some cases, having to move out of where they're at and find a temporary place until the water problem gets fixed totally. Which, if you didn't know what happened, it was corrupted by fuel, jet fuel, that got into the water supply, and the rest is history. But they are trying to correct it. Hopefully they can soon, real soon. Now, the Government Accountability Office and the Air Force's plan to accept the financial responsibilities of the Vision Systems redesign on the KC-46 could put the service at risk of incurring more costs and delays if it finds out later the system needs further redesigns. Now, this happened once before with the KC-46 with Vision System mistakes. We'll see what happens this time. By the way, the Defense Department civilians will not be fired or required an exemption from COVID-19 vaccination while the lawsuit they got going on plays out. But in the meantime, we do know that some folks in the Air Force could be discharged in February because they haven't been vaccinated. We'll see. Again, the lawsuit applies to them, too. Now, Russia's top diplomat said that Moscow will not start a war, but warned that it wouldn't allow the West to trample on its security interests amid the fears it's planning to invade the Ukraine. Okay. That's a little double talk there, but that's all right. Now, in talking to some of our people that are involved with the trying to bring people out of Afghanistan, again, we still have people there, in case you didn't know, we still have people there. The Afghan evacuation flights resumed with a little bit more of a streamlined process, so we're being told. Flights from Afghanistan to Qatar are set to resume while the immigration process for Afghans is being trimmed from years to months. Now, we also know from the United Nations that the Afghans, military, government people, that are being caught by the Taliban are not being allowed to go anywhere. They're killing them. We found that out again over the weekend. Let that sink in for a little bit. Okay, we'll be back. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Maybe the snowman on Wall Street of Long Island. We'll find out when we get to him. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And by the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and the heated seats, which are really coming in handy when it's 39 degrees outside. Now, that really feels fantastic. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they, don't forget, they also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out online. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. The abominable snowman. How much snow did you get, Mr. Snowman?
Decent amount, about 15 inches. That's for sure. We got pounded pretty good.
Yeah, and there was more of that out east of you, I think, right?
Yeah, actually, even up, you know, towards New England as well. I know my son up in Providence, they had 18 inches up there, and I think some of the islands off the coast of Massachusetts there, Nantucket, they really got hit. I mean, they had flooding and everything.
Okay, so we kidded about this over the on Friday, and a lot of people chimed in over the weekend on the weekend show and said, "I wonder how the Markowski snow experience is going to be doing." Namely, your snow shovelers.
I put them to work without a doubt, and it let me tell you, it took a while because we don't usually get storms like this. So I'm like, yeah, this is the biggest one I've had since I moved here in 2016. So it's few and far between with snowblowers. And the last house I had, snowblower wouldn't even work because the driveways are so steep. So a lot of plows involved in this area too. You need them.
Global warming.
Yeah, freezing. Using melts. We usually get snow, and it usually melts within like 3 or 4 days, if not less. And it happened to me. It's going to be freezing all week.
Yeah, and it's 39 degrees here right now. It has been since midnight.
Yeah, you guys got it cold, too. I mean, it's supposed to turn, though, at the end of the week, though, no?
It'll be in the 80s, hopefully, by Thursday.
There you go.
Now,
that's normal.
Now I got to ask you a question because there's a lot of people that are asking me questions about this crypto. They want to know about this. There's a headline out there that says U.S. Treasury to create unlegislated regulations on crypto wallets, and then they want to change the definition of money. I'm sure it's got something to do with taxes.
Oh, absolutely, and control as well. Government doesn't like competition, and eventually Federal Reserve, they want to start going towards a digital dollar. They don't want to have, you know, they want to obviously be able to regulate the entire system and be able to come out on top. It's always about being able to get your arms around items and tax them, and they most certainly want to be able to do that. It's going to be all done under the guise of, you know, we're trying to protect everybody. But I'm going to be honest. I mean, you want to speculate on a made-up currency, then you probably know what you're getting into.
So should people be concerned and have this cryptocurrency right now that they're about to get taxed?
Well, I mean, they should be paying taxes anyway. I just think it's going to be a way that the government's going to be able to monitor it to a better degree.
Well, yeah, that's what it appears to look like, that the government is going to monitor it, and more people who may not be identifying themselves that have this are going to be suddenly showing up on the rolls.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Now, always interesting to talk about money, and the president of the Ukraine, Zelensky, he said that they've lost almost $500 million in revenue due to the war hype coming from Joe Biden, and he's asked Biden to stop talking about all this and stop the needless panic.
Yeah, well, we've been hearing a lot about that. I mean, the more I watch this, the more it seems like the only people that want to have war is the United States and the UK.
Correct.
At this point in time. I mean, it's just, we're really pushing this thing. All of Europe, they want no part of it. The Ukrainians keep pushing back in regards to this.
Yep.
And we keep pushing forward. And you're also getting other, you know, Republicans and Democrats out there. Bob Portman yesterday on Meet the Press and Menendez. You know, all these people, they love their wars. They really do. Again, you know, you want to give some sort of support to these countries, fine. But there's no need whatsoever for us to be getting involved militarily.
Well, I hate to say this, but in modern time, going back to World War II, if you take a look at the wars, most of them were started by Democrats.
Well, yeah, you can go all the way back.
Or I'll just put it this way. They're the ones that got us involved in the wars.
Oh, absolutely. You go back to World War I, you know, obviously World War II, you know, getting dragged into that, and that was a lot of the repercussions after World War I, which led to World War II. You know, Vietnam started in the 1950s.
59.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kennedy kind of put it on steroids. He did want to get out of it. He wanted to end it, but again, it ended up going on forever. I mean, go on and on and on with all of this stuff. Again, I'm a big believer when, you know, you feel like your nation's lost, and, you know, I think the polls, overwhelmingly, people think that we're kind of, you know, drifting and we're not on the right path. You might want to go back to the map. And what is our map? You look to the Constitution, you look to the founders, you look to the Declaration of Independence, you look to what they wanted to teach back in the day, and that was for us to stay out of foreign entanglements. And we've been, basically put in this position in the 20th century that we feel like we have to be the policemen to the entire world. And quite frankly, I don't think that's the way to go. And I think we really need to take a couple steps back when it comes to our foreign policy and reassess.
Right. Now, I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You can find out more about what he does by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And while you're over there, check out his daily podcast. Now, consumer sentiment is starting to go into the toilet, and it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And nobody's really buying what Biden is selling.
They're going to be a real sycophant to, continue to buy into, the nonsense that's being pushed out there. You really do. I don't know. From what I think that they're going to try to do right now is they're trying to get Manchin on board. They want to change focus. They need to have some wins. And they basically said they're going to let Manchin rewrite Build Back Better. So, who knows? We still may get that one coming down the pipe in some way, shape, manner, or form. And again, more spending, which is going to be inflationary with money that we don't have.
Well, that's it, because the Fed's favorite inflation measure has caused a 5.8% increase back in 2021. Right now it's on pace for 7%.
Yeah, again, it's all of those wage gains that everybody likes to, talk about. There are no wage gains.
Not after that.
Yeah, when the value of your money continues to drop.
Yeah, not after that. And consumer spending has actually dipped right now in December, falling 0.6% compared with the prior month. And, we're starting now to see that things are going backwards in a hurry here.
Consumer spending. I mean, maybe it might have something to do with Omicron. Who knows? I know many areas of the country. I mean, you look at New York City, if the restaurants are dead, people never go in. I think that has a lot to do with crime in certain places, too, and I think that plays a part also. But I also do think that people have put off some spending here and there simply because they take a look at the price of things and they feel like they're going to wait.
Well, part of it is because most American workers are now less optimistic they're going to get any type of pay raise soon because of the plan of they're playing on holding on to the job they've got, which is why you don't see a lot of. And by the way, the other thing is when we see Biden talking about, well, we created it's up to higher the jobs, higher than ever before, this, that, and the other. We haven't even caught up to what we lost on yet.
No, we're not even close.
Jeez.
All right.
Yeah. All right, well, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend, so stay out of trouble, and I hope you don't find any snowbanks to climb into. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, Watchdog on Wall Street, and as you heard him say, they had 15 inches up there in his backyard, and he put the kids to work, and they were having a good old time. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.